In 2013, Wissam Asul opened Jasmine International Grocery, a small family-run store with sweets, religious items, and food from many countries. Asul walks across the street wearing a baseball cap to his new restaurant, Babylon. People chat and catch up at the counter as they order shawarma and falafel sandwiches. He's found a way to bring a bit of his home country's culture to Kentucky and create two businesses that have quickly become an important part of Bowling Green's international community.
We have our friends who are in the same time, they are our customer. They help us, they encourage us.
Asul says it wasn't easy starting a business here, but the community of refugees and other people in Bowling Green helped him succeed. In his native country, Iraq, Asul taught English until the U.S. war when he became a translator for the U.S. Army. The work made him and his family potential targets. Even his trips between home and work became hazardous, as kidnappers and assassins would strike translators or their loved ones during these daily routines.
Some of my friends work like a translator, interpreter, has been killed or like kidnapped. Nobody has idea about them.
It took 2 years before Asul got approval to move to America through a refugee resettlement program. He packed up and moved to Bowling Green with his wife and two daughters in 2010. His son was born in 2011. When Asul first got here, there weren't many jobs, so like many other refugees, he worked in a chicken processing factory. He then worked as a teacher's aide before deciding that he wanted to start his own business. Asul saw a need for other refugees to get the halal food that they were used to. Halal means food prepared in ways permissible under Islamic practices.
They said they were suffering to get their what they like or what kind of food. Right now they said they are happy to have the same food here, even the price, the same almost.
Asul has found food is an important part of culture and identity for new arrivals in the country. He says even many children of refugees who grow up in America still prefer to eat the way their parents do. The grocery store isn't just a place to buy food. It's a place for people to keep in touch, find out whose family will be coming to America next, what events are being planned, and what's going on in the world. It's also a place where newcomers come to get help.
I call it, it's another international center. People keep coming to us, asking for help, how to go to doctor, how to buy cars or things, or to have a point with doctors. Sometimes we close our business to go with them or take them. And even not just Arab people, people like from Somalia or from Africa or from Thailand.
As Asul explains his work and home life, it's clear he's hoping to find a balance between assimilating in his new home and keeping in touch with his old one. He and his wife continue teaching their children Arabic in hopes it will help them maintain their culture. Although they prefer American cartoons, Asul encourages them to watch Arabic cartoons.
The TV, you know, it has big effect on anyone, kids. So we have our channels. We keep watch these channels and keep them learning Arabic and what is going on in our countries.
Some of his descriptions of parenting sound much like any other parent's concerns. He worries that his children don't get to roam free outside as much as they did before when they had a large yard and could play without being watched by their parents. While there are parks here, Asul says it's hard to find time to take his children because he has to work more here.
You know, there when we grow up there, easier and safe for you to play outside because most people, they know each other. But here, you can't let them go out for a long time. You have to watch them.
Although it's different living in America, Asul considers this home now, and he says over time, the differences between people have disappeared. He likes the people and the safety he has here.
I saw most of the people, they are nice. They keep, when you ask something, they help you. They keep smiling when see people, even they don't know, they keep smiling. And so most of the people, when they came here, they stay.
Asul says he doesn't feel homesick for Iraq, but when he goes back to visit, he finds himself missing his home here in America. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.